Keeping with what Cece shared and what Jerry shared, let me give you the word last Friday. Came out of 1 Kings. If you will walk in your integrity of heart, that's doing what you are convicted to do that you know is right. Okay? If you walk in that and do as I lead you and keep my word to you, whatever word you've heard and judged to be true, you set a discipline to do. That's walking in the light. Whatever you've heard, that you made a judgment and agreed that it's true, you set a discipline to do. Does that make sense? And you never remove that discipline from your life. Never. That becomes something you do. That becomes who you are. I will establish your work. If you do this, I will establish your work. I will establish my kingdom over you. And the work that I birthed through you and the anointing and authority upon you shall never fail. If you do, if you set a discipline to the things that you've heard and agreed that's true for your life, for you personally, and this can vary with all of us in certain deals, I will establish your work, I will establish my kingdom over you, the work I birthed through you. There's a work being birthed through everyone here that has children and grandchildren. Grandparents are just as important as parents. They are a generation removed reflection of everything, hopefully, that the parents are teaching them. Hopefully. So I will establish that work in your grandchildren and in your children. I will establish that I birthed through you, your anointing and your authority shall never fail. What a promise.
Where is that?
I know. That's the over 50 group. 1 Kings 9, 1 through 10. What?
So one thing about you and the way you were raised is you learned to live in your mother's presence. If you abide
yes.
in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask whatever you will.
And that's also pretty big.
And really the key to life is teaching your children how to abide in God's presence. And you know what a jihadah does in the work of the parent is waking you up. Live in his presence, where your thoughts are taken
captive. My mom used to always say, when they'd load up and they'd be getting ready to either fly away or Betty flew, mom drove, whatever, said, cats away, the mice will play. That was a little backhanded message. Be careful, because you never know when the cat's coming back. But so I was thinking about, anybody have anything you want to say so far?
A couple weeks ago, you talked to us about being instant and seasoned. And there's a man at work that has a real severe anger problem that goes off like that. And I've been around him a couple times, and I've been the benefactor of that.